tornado siren, all right? Behind the system tomorrow, it's going to be a breezy, cool day with high temperatures barely in the low 60s. It'll seem cooler with some leftover showers as well. Saturday, the sun is back out. It's cool, but then Sunday, Easter Sunday, is a beautiful day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An abortion bill that would make almost all abortions illegal was approved by a House committee Wednesday. Republican Representative Terry Collins says the goal of her bill is to spark a court case to challenge the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion. With the threat of severe weather in the forecast, two weather sirens in Autauga County are not working right now. The EMA director says two sirens in the Marbury area were recently hit by lightning and could be down for weeks. He says everyone needs to have multiple ways to get severe weather alerts. And security improvements are on the way for the Dallas County Courthouse. Officials are planning to install metal detectors at the entrances to the main courthouse. The security camera system has also been upgraded. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Napa Know How!
It's Love Your Car Month at Napa. And to show your car the love, get a Napa bucket for $2.99 and save 20% on almost everything you can fit inside, like car wash, car wax, and tire shine. So save some cash and look good doing it by getting 20% off with the Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. Minimum three items may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. Protection. Options. Peace of mind. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
Your Newstalk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The sudden end in Colorado to the search for a teenager who authorities feared was planning an attack to mark 20 years since the massacre at Columbine.
They later found her body during the search, ending a three-day manhunt.
The release of the Mueller report.
President's attorneys tell us they've prepared a counter-report.
A federal investigation is opened after an American Airlines jet nearly crashed.
We thought we were going to roll over.
Special agents performed the largest opioid takedown of medical providers in the country.
This is a day that we get to take pills off the street. We're saving lives.
Severe thunderstorm watch extends from Texas all the way up through Oklahoma into Kansas, parts of Missouri as well.
The Trump administration is imposing new policies toward Cuba and tough new sanctions against Venezuela and Nicaragua.
Over to James now. You're going to add some more money.
You have just set a one-day record again. $131,127.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Also Monday, Thursday. Father Andrew Rao will be joining us at 2 o'clock to kind of get things ready for Monday, Thursday. This is the night of the Last Supper in Holy Week. I'm getting ready for Easter. we're kind of going over the bar bar press conference, and hopefully I wanted you to hear it on a first-hand basis from Barr. You're going to be, everybody's going to be kind of going nuts. If you're watching MSNBC, you're going to get mad. If you're watching CNN, you'll be mad. If you're watching Fox, you're going to be, there's probably going to be more where you are. They're kind of taking a more methodical approach to the report. They're reading different parts of it. If something's damning to the person, they read that part. They're the ones that kind of enlighten me to some of the things that Don Jr. and some other things that have happened. The others are just kind of going, this is damning to the president. It's all bad. Nothing's good. And Barr overstepped his bounds here. And they, Chris Matthews is up there now hitting it pretty hard. Let's do... Well, let's change the subject here real quick. What did I do with that thing? Now, let's say with Trey Gowdy, is going to be talking about Nunes referral and Graham questions here.
What do we need to understand about what Devin Nunes is up to with these two dozen referrals?
Well, I think you need to ask yourself what's happened with the other referrals Congress has made. I think you need to ask yourself, why is Congress in the business of referring crime? We don't refer bank robberies. We don't refer homicides. I've never been a big fan of referrals. I like Devin a lot, but I've never been a big fan of referrals, except in this one limited instance. If the crime is lying to Congress, then one of the elements of that crime is the materiality of the lie, of the false statement. So if Congress wants to say, yeah, this was a really material question we asked and the witness lied about it, that's fine. But what other category of crime do you rely on Congress to refer to law enforcement? I can't think of one.
And obviously the big question here, and what you're hearing from the Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham in this letter, is why this mid-year exam, why the investigation concluded without apparently accessing classified information. What more can you tell us about that, Congressman?
That's a huge deal, and any of us who are aware of what Lindsey is talking about realize it is a huge deal. Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, alluded to it. We had a classified briefing on a bipartisan basis, and everyone in the room, Republican and Democrat, was very interested in this body of information, this body of evidence that, to the best of our knowledge, no one has access. So I like Chris Wray. I like Bill Barr, but at some point they're going to need to explain to the chairman of Senate Judiciary, we've looked at the information, we processed it, we've made referrals, we've done whatever you need to do. But to my knowledge, Sandra, no one has accessed this information that all of us consider to be vitally important.
Very important note here, and we're going to get a little more out of this thing, but there's all this information that we haven't, there's never been seen. That's with the Intel committees, and maybe the guy that's going to be able to get it is going to be Lindsey Graham, and I'm with him on Christopher Wray, and I think where we are here is that, you remember, Jason Napolitano said that he thought that MI9 came in through the back door to the CIA to do some of this, and that they're complicit, and the UK government is complicit in there, and it would be embarrassing, and so... The heck with being embarrassed. If that happened, we need to know about it. We need to know about it now. Okay, so Intel access denied. Listen in.
So why would that be? Is it a general lack of curiosity, or is it something else?
I think it's incredibly classified. I mean, I think it is classified at the highest levels. Stop and think. Michael Horowitz couldn't access it. He's the inspector general who wrote the definitive accounting of the Clinton email investigation, but even he couldn't access this information. It's held in the possession of a really small, discreet number of people, but Chris Wray is on that list. I personally think that information is going to inform my fellow citizens that the Russian threat was far more than just a threat against the Democrats. It was a threat to our republic. So for that reason, for a unifying reason, I think the information, to the extent it can be, should be released without jeopardizing relationships with allies.
And that's back into the UK issue again. And I think that's going to be a road that these folks are going to be heading down here. So now Trey Gowdy is going to be talking about the intel access, and we only know 50% of what's going on is what he's going to say, maybe less.
Tomorrow morning is a big day, Congressman. What are your expectations for the release of the Mueller report with redactions? There's going to be a ton of reaction to this. Will it shed new light on this investigation?
I don't think so, Sandra. And I spent a lot of time in courtrooms. There's a jury that's impartial, that hasn't made up its mind. There's a judge that's fair. You don't have any of that in this fact pattern. I'll bet you can't find a single person tomorrow that will tell you his or her opinion has changed on President Trump or on the House Democrats. This is going to be an evidentiary summary without a verdict. So I never had a trial where there wasn't evidence on both sides. But at some point, someone has to say the more credible evidence is on this side. And that has to be a jury that hasn't already made up its mind. Who in this country has not already made up its mind? I can't find anyone. So tomorrow's going to do nothing except validate whatever your previously held conviction is, which is why I'm not a fan of releasing the report.
I'm sorry, I had the wrong one. The next cut is the 50% and access back into the intel community here. But he was spot on that thing. He nailed that. Whatever you believe, you still believe it because of the report. If you believe that Trump is guilty as hell, then you believe he's guilty as hell. If you think it was an overreach and a hoax, then that's what you're going to believe after reading the report. I clearly see that from these talking heads on MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. Let's go to the next portion here.
You told me 2 weeks ago that we only know 50% of what Russia tried to do in 2016. So what's the other half?
I alluded to it, and what Lindsay is interested in this classified information that apparently no one's been able to access, maybe the other 50%, and quite frankly, Bill, it may be more than 50%. I think when this final accounting is rendered, my fellow citizens are going to see that Russia didn't just attack Clinton and the DNC and Podesta. They attacked this country, and the best evidence of that, I think, is the pervasiveness of what they tried to do. It wasn't just Democrats. It was Republicans. It was groups that have nothing to do with politics. And when that story is told, I think people are going to view this as an American issue and not a Republican versus Democrat issue. But until that information is shared, right now they just think that you either like Trump or you don't like Trump, you either like the House Democrats or you don't. It's not an American issue. It's a partisan issue. That can change when this information is processed. And how the Senate Judiciary Chairman can't access it is befuddling to me. Michael Horowitz couldn't access it. So if Chris Wray has it, and I like Chris, I think Chris is doing a good job, but he needs to make a compelling case for why he cannot share it, or he needs to go tell us the full extent of what Russia did to us in 2016.
And was it Russia or was it somebody else? And that's the whole key. I think if you have UK government that was in there, that wasn't Russia that was doing that. That was us asking UK to do that. And I think that's what's going to end up. I tell you, this IG report is going to be fascinating to see. Okay, let's continue on with Gowdy. Again, is how people are going to see this report from where they stand.
Congressman, what can you tell us about how you're going to receive the report tomorrow? Obviously, a lot of members of Congress away ahead of the holiday. What do you know on that front?
Well, I'm going to receive it the same way you receive it. I'm going to wait at a computer and read it. I'm going to read it to the extent I can, wearing my old hat as a prosecutor. But keep in mind, Sandra, there's evidence. I mean, you can have one person say the light was red and 100 say the light was green. You're welcome to believe the one. I think you're crazy to do it. I don't think a jury would agree with you. But it's going to be an evidentiary summary. And if you don't like Trump, you're going to seize on something. I mean, think about Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon said there's not any chance in the world Donald Trump Jr. didn't walk Natalia Veselovskaya up to see Donald. Now, he wasn't there. He doesn't have a damn clue what happened, but that doesn't keep him from saying it. So someone's going to seize on something they consider to be evidence, and they're going to use that to extrapolate and try to reach a conclusion. That's why you need a jury that's impartial, and we don't have that in the country. So I have low expectations. It's going to do nothing except further entrench people as to where they are today with their position.
Troy Gowdy, that was one of the smartest things that Fox ever did, is get Troy Gowdy in there, because he is so good at laying things out there. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rest your weary head and let your heart decide. It's so easy when you know the rules. It's so easy. All you have to do is fall in love. Play the game. Everybody play the game.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant material that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
we get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Preble location. It's a better buy at Brubaker. And let me tell you, you're looking for a truck, you need to be looking at Brubaker and at the Ram product. It is absolutely incredible. Great, great, great savings. Somebody mentioned we played the piece by Mark Bunning on AOC. AOC did a town hall meeting and wouldn't let Fox in. Let's listen to the story.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez attending a town hall last night on veterans' health care. She was just one of the speakers arguing against the president's Mission Act, which gives vets more choice in their care, something we've talked a lot about.
The congresswoman saying, quote, they're trying to fix the VA for insurance corporations, and ultimately they're trying to fix the VA for a for-profit healthcare industry that does not put people or veterans first. Pete Hegseth joins us now to react to this. Pete, you served our country, and you tried to get in this town hall, right?
I tried. Listen, when we saw this town hall was happening right in our own backyard, we applied for media credentials and access to go to the event. Now, the organizers, this is what they had to say. I think we've got the email. They said, unfortunately, we are at capacity and unable to credential any more media for this event. Thanks for your request.
Is that true?
They also denied access to Fox News in general.
They denied all access. Now, we've got some photos from, I like to call her Comrade Cortez, her Instagram story. This is a picture of the auditorium. So it appears that there may have been some empty seats.
You could land a chopper there.
You could.
I thought she was super popular. What happened?
We were not. And, you know, listen, I haven't polled every member of the media, but most members of media are not veterans themselves who are quite passionate about this topic, which
right,
is why I wanted to go.
It
would have been great to get an insight on it, maybe ask her a question. But it was a very typical left-wing event.
He was somebody who was being considered to be working in the VA, and they turned him down and going to the event. I think you can go to my website and see that clip and see the picture. I would say a quarter of the seats are not taken that are in the arena. And what they did, she just didn't like the coverage of Fox News, is what I'm suspicious of. Let's continue on with the second part of this.
And that was her video?
That was her video. Right. Look at the audience here.
Not a lot of people.
And so, Pete, let's talk about the major issue, and that's the choice.
Yes.
We think that's a major breakthrough, to give people choice if they can't get to a VA or the VA is disappointing them in their area, let them go private using the money that's been already allocated to them. She doesn't want that.
She's totally opposed to it. She's all in with the unions that say, let's double down on VA healthcare. In fact, she went on to say, I want VA for all. All Americans.
Well,
It's Canadian style VA healthcare is what they want for everybody. And she makes that argument. They point to the number of vacancies, positions at the VA not filled. Well, we've added over 47,000 jobs in the VA since 2004. Wait times have still gone up. More veterans are getting care in the community, and they still can't get good care. So if you add it all up, she doesn't know what she's talking about. I'll say that she doesn't know what she's talking about when it comes to delivering for vets. And you talk to guys who are getting there. I talk to guys every day. I just want the best possible care. If it's the VA, great. If it's a private provider, great. And this administration is committed to that. All the rules aren't written, and it's not perfect yet. But that's what they want to happen. And the left saying no. Same system for everybody, government-run health.
PP, what they don't understand, too, is for-profit also means there's an incentive for excellence.
Yes.
Because if you don't make a profit, you lose money.
Competition.
That's what it, and that the VA has no competition.
No competition, so they treat vets as numbers. I've been talking to someone right now. They were at the Mayo Clinic. They needed a crucial care. The VA denied it, said, no, go back to your VA clinic, where they're now waiting for another month just to get a
meeting. Why do they deny it if we have choice?
Because the VA decided, based on their matrix, that it costs too much for that specialty care. Go back to the government-run system and wait in line. Instead of giving that veteran, at that point, their cancer may have gotten that much worse. This is what government-run healthcare looks like when the veteran doesn't get to choose.
He was pretty compelling in that. Let me round out the bottom here with the IG report on Russia probe is going to be coming after this Mueller report. Again, I think it's 4 to 8 weeks from now.
Meanwhile, when it comes to what could be next with the Inspector General report coming up in May, it seems that Republicans are ready to investigate the investigators.
You're talking about Michael Horowitz, who is looking into Christopher Steele. That report's supposed to come out in the next few weeks. He's looking into Christopher Steele and his credibility. He was the British agent, worked for the agency for 20 years, was helping our bureau, the FBI, when needed.
They were paying him, the former British spy, essentially dig up dirt on President Trump. He
Fusion
was collecting
GPS.
Dirt. And with the dirt digging operation, Fusion GPS, which was paid for by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign, that information used to get the FISA warrants that Brian was talking about a moment ago to surveil Carter Page. Rod Rosenstein was in on renewing, presenting the documents to renew that surveillance. The president yesterday talking with Larry O'Connor from WMAL Radio in Washington yesterday at the White House suggesting there's going to be a whole lot more to this investigation. Watch.
And is unthinkable with Strzok and Page and Comey and McCabe and all of these characters and Brennan and Clapper and... you look at what Comey did as the director of the FBI. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to our country.
News 93.1, Dan Mora Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Mora Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The redacted Mueller report released to the public, but the results still being debated.
While the president's legal team in a statement called the results of the investigation a total victory for the president, the special counsel concluded that while the report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him.
Fox's John Decker. Democrats want to hear from Robert Mueller.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler is requesting the special counsel testify for that
panel no later than May 23rd. Other House committees are also inviting Mueller to testify.
Fox's Jared Halpern. And more details out on the man arrested after entering St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City with two cans of gasoline and lighter fluid. Police saying he'd also been arrested at a New Jersey cathedral a few days ago and had booked a flight to Italy. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, warm day in progress. I think the high temperature will be about 82. I think thunderstorms will pop up later on in the afternoon and become more numerous this evening and tonight, and especially in the overnight hours, and some of the storms will become severe. With the threat of damaging wind gusts and the risk of tornadoes, make sure your weather radio or our weather app is next to you and able to wake you up in the event of a warning for your area. Do not risk your life on hearing a tornado siren, all right? Behind the system tomorrow, it's going to be a breezy, cool day with high temperatures barely in the low 60s. It'll seem cooler with some leftover showers as well. Saturday, the sun is back out. It's cool, but then Sunday, Easter Sunday, is a beautiful day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Slow computer today. North Korea, as you probably heard yesterday, fired a missile, but it was not a ballistic intercontinental missile. It was just a missile, short-range tactical weapon, they said. But now the North Koreans don't want Mike Pompeo to be hanging around for their summits.
North Korea is demanding the U.S. remove Secretary of State Mike Pompeo from talks over the North Korean nuclear program. The country's foreign minister said overnight they want to deal with someone who is, quote, more careful and mature. North Korea also said it test-fired a new tactical guided weapon. That's the regime's first such test since President Trump met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un earlier this year. Ben Tracy is following these developments from Beijing.
North Korea has not provided many details about what exactly this weapon is that they've tested, but we do know it is not a ballistic missile. It does not appear to be a weapon that is capable of striking the United States. Now, state media in North Korea reports that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un supervised the test and says the weapon demonstrated the ability to deliver a powerful warhead. North Korea has not publicly announced a weapons test since last November, but it appears it is ramping up its military capabilities. State media released these photos on Wednesday of Kim overseeing a flight drill conducted by the country's Air Force. Now, there have also been signs of activity at North Korean nuclear and missile production sites. This could be a sign of Kim's frustration with the diplomacy between him and President Trump. The two failed to reach a denuclearization agreement at their summit in Vietnam in February. Now, President Trump has been defending the lack of progress at those summits by saying that North Korea has not been testing weapons. That is now harder to say. Kim Jong-un is expected to soon meet with another world leader, Russia's Vladimir Putin.
And that one's going to be an interesting meeting, Putin and Kim Jong-un. But they don't want Pompeo around there. I wonder why. Too assertive? Knows too much?
Yeah, I think that he is probably hard to deal with in a negotiation. I just had a weird thought. Do you think... Because Putin's done this before. He did it, for instance, with Obama and Assad. I think Putin tries to jump in and steal the spotlight as a broker of some sort of deal.
to try to raise it, to elevate his persona.
Right, and it is in their backyard.
It is definitely in their backyard. Now, Putin is now on record saying that he didn't want North Korea to have nuclear weapons.
Right, they like having North Korea, Russia and China, by they is what I mean by they. But Russia in particular doesn't mind North Korea being a nice buffer military state against, say, you know, our bases in South Korea. But they worry, and it's interesting how there is some difference of opinion in those two countries. They worry that if North Korea has nukes, they won't just project that power against the United States or South Korea or Japan. They could possibly start blackmailing Russia and China with them.
Whoops. That wouldn't be good.
No, that would
as they would say. There was a... yeah, pick that up, and then there was another interesting thing that happened in New York at St. Patrick's Cathedral. This is a pretty bizarre story. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yes, it looks like the pyromaniacs are out this Easter, doesn't it?
Really?
That is scary. First of all, let me say what we really need to be investigating is how in the hell did Jerry Nadler's eyebrow get raised up like that? Hey, guys, this is irritating as hell to look at this man. Will somebody put that damn thing on straight? I saw an interview with John Bolton about the new exercise of the Monroe Doctrine in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, what is that?
Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I'm not.
They're kind of expressing the reintroduction of the Monroe Doctrine to the Western Hemisphere for it to be a free-of-influence hemisphere, because Russia and China are trying to get in Venezuela, big time. So it was an extensive interview on NPR with him, and I thought it was very good, and he was really quite measured, which is unusual for him because he can get pretty damn wild, you got to admit.
Yeah, he's... They're going in, and some of the buildings from corporations that they took over in Cuba, they're filing suit on that and have a likelihood of winning that in the UN, and that would really put a strain because a lot of those buildings are being occupied by Venezuelan type people.
Wow. So how do you think Russia and China going to react to the Monroe Doctrine?
Well,
or even respond.
Well, I think that you know, with what they're doing over in the Sea of Japan and places like that, we've got to kind of start protecting our interests here because we do not want them to be building ports not too far off of the United States.
Yeah, they very well could just keep doing what they're doing, say in Venezuela and call, you know, John Bolton's bluff. Or they could say, okay, there is now a new multipolar world. You stay out of the Eastern Hemisphere. And in Russia's case, you stay out of our near abroad. And
yeah,
I wonder how much the United States government would agree to that. I doubt it.
Yeah, and let's keep in mind that China owns the Panama Canal. They're right in the middle of the hemisphere as it is. But let's get on to the important stuff and straighten Jerry Nadler's eyebrow. It's a real problem with this country. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I thought I sent this to you, but it didn't say that it went. I'll try it again, see if I can do it. It's going to be a actual clip.
Are you talking about the former DOJ attorney?
Yeah, that's it. Did you get it?
Yes, it's going to take a second.
Let's not start that one yet. Let's go to the situation in St. Patrick's Cathedral, which is someone is basically mimicking what happened or trying to. This guy is full tilt bozo, by the way. Listen to this story.
A man is in custody this morning after trying to enter the historic St. Patrick's Cathedral here in New York carrying gas cans and lighters. Now comes just 2 days after a huge fire ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Lola Lenghi is outside St. Patrick's in Manhattan with new information that we learned overnight about this man who is now under arrest.
Well, you'll see behind me there is still a noticeable police presence outside the cathedral as a precautionary measure this morning. Sources are telling our CBS affiliate here in New York, WCBS, the man in custody is arrest 37-year-old Mark Lamparello from New Jersey. Police say he parked his minivan outside the historic cathedral just before 8 p.m. last night. He then tried entering the building carrying 4 gallons of gasoline, 2 bottles of lighter fluid, and 2 butane lighters. He was quickly stopped by security inside and turned away, but not before police say he spilled gasoline on the floor. A counter-terror police outside followed him back to his car, where he told them he was just cutting through the cathedral and that his car was out of gas, but police found that was not the case and took him into custody. NYPD officials say the incident was suspicious, of course, given the timing after the fire at Notre Dame in Paris this week, and they are not ruling out terrorism. Now, no charges have been announced as of this morning, but a large police presence is expected throughout the day as authorities continue to investigate what happened.
Okay, so he said he ran out of gas, and so he was just cutting through St. Patrick Cathedral with 4 gallons of gasoline, which is 30-something pounds worth, and spilling the gasoline and also having lighter fluid in rags. I mean, this guy, this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts, and thinking he can get away with that. But that's what happens with these people. So let's do this. Can you pull up that that piece I sent you? This is going to have to be stop and go, and it's going to have to we're going to have to do it just manually here. I didn't put breakpoints in there.
It's going to take a second. I've got to go and pull this all up. Oh, really? This computer, occasionally, folks, especially if you have ever listened to Happy Hour, you know how frustrating this computer can be. Here we go.
Ta-ta-ta.
The Attorney General appears to be waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump. Attorney General has taken unprecedented steps to spin Mueller's nearly 2-year investigation.
Well, that is the House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, a Democrat, accusing Attorney General Bill Barr of spinning the special counsel's conclusions as a redacted Mueller report is set to be released just hours from now.
Some congressional committees are going to be able to see the report without certain redactions. And many are saying, isn't this proof that the Attorney General is being transparent?
Here with reaction is somebody who's been inside the Department of Justice, former DOJ attorney and president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, Christian Adams. Christian, first off, who are these people that are going to get access to the report without most of the redactions? What qualifies you for that? And where do you read that?
What qualifies you for that is you're a Hill staffer for a Democrat, or you're a Democrat congressman or senator. Of course, we all know by now, Brian, that Trump derangement syndrome has no cure. So these folks who are going to get it are going to read the secret information about grand jury testimony, which you can't reveal by law. It's going to have classified information in it. And of course, we know they can't be trusted. We'll probably find out exactly what the Mueller report says in 3, maybe 4 hours, sometime later this afternoon, because we've seen how they leak, like they did with Dr. Christine Blasey Ford during the Kavanaugh hearings. They can't keep a secret. So hopefully by the end of the day, or not hopefully, they'll be telling us all there is to know.
Yeah, Congressman.
Now, Jerry Nadler may be stepping up to the plate in just a little bit to do his take of the Mueller report. I can tell you right now, he ain't going to like it. Okay, let's continue on here.
Just to know.
Yeah, Congressman Nadler said they're not agreeing to keep it secret. Listen to this.
Listen to this.
The Department of Justice, in a court filing in the Roger Stone case today, said that some members of Congress may get access to some of the redacted information only for use in secret. The Judiciary Committee has no knowledge of this, and this should not be read as any agreement or knowledge or assent on our part.
Christian, what's your response?
Well, nowhere is Trump derangement syndrome more of an epidemic than in Gerald Nadler's Upper West Side district. So don't expect any reasonableness from him. I'm sure that he will be leading the charge to leak the terms and the content of the Mueller report. If anything, maybe the Attorney General's being too transparent. I mean, there is grand jury testimony in here, and this is a group of people on Capitol Hill who are completely deranged about the president and cannot be trusted to not leak illegal legal information.
And think about the context, Christian, because you have Jerry Nadler, who's chair of the Judiciary Committee. They would be overseeing potential impeachment proceedings. And here he is out there saying, wait, maybe we'll keep this information a secret. And then you have Adam Schiff, who's chairing the House Intel Committee, which would have access to some of the redacted material. And for 2 years, he's been saying, I have evidence of collusion when the facts don't support that.
They want to keep the lie alive that the president is not deserving of this office. They have an activated crazy base that will not let them quit on this crusade to discredit the election of 2016. It isn't going to end because the attorney general is attempting to be courteous and cooperative. They don't know anything different, Ed. They're going to keep on raving about the president no matter what the facts are, no matter what the truth is, and they will never care that the Obama Justice Department was spying on a Republican presidential campaign.
Well, that's the aftermath of Mueller. I think that's where the Attorney General is going to be looking soon to see how this whole thing started. And no one's stopping a Barack Obama-appointed Inspector General and Michael Horowitz from doing just that. Christian Adams, thanks so much.
News 93.1 FM, a couple of reminders here. The ribs, they're cooking out ribs at Fresh Market for Saturday from 11, I believe, to 2, maybe 3. $14.99, they are absolutely delicious. As Joey said, just the way they're cooked, you really get the flavor of the meat versus a lot of barbecue sauce. What I do is do the meat. I can get normally 3 meals out of one and then add a little barbecue sauce, little dipping sauce on the side. There's an interesting guy that's running for president. Interesting in the sense that he is very different in the way he's describing his viewpoint of things. His name is Andrew Yang, and he's going to be talking first about the Omar comments and Trump's reaction to them.
Let's start with something that was in the news this weekend. The clear feud and very significant words between Representative Ilhan Omar and President Trump. What is your reaction to what the two of them are saying?
Well, I think that her remarks were taken very much out of context, and it was really weeks after the fact. One of the problems we're having right now is this manufactured outrage that's happening on both sides. Certainly, I think that the president's tweet that seemed to suggest that her comments were somehow dishonoring the memory of 9/11 struck me as needlessly provocative and inciting hostility toward Muslim Americans. And so I tweeted something saying, look, we're all Americans and we need to come together. And I was personally in New York on 9/11, so I remember the day very well.
This always amazes me. It's like, okay, I was in New York on 9/11, so it's like I'm a part of that. I'm not sure how he connects those two dots here. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Dan Marr Show, we'll be back. Final segment of this hour right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television
on ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Oh, traffic. Love that. We've got Jerry Nadler stepping up to the plate here. We're going to try to take him for a little bit. I just got an email from Danielle saying, confirming my appointment with Terry for Friday for the installation of my new security lights. I'm really excited about that. And let me tell you something. They're going to save me money by doing the recommendations that they did, using LED lights, motion detector. And as he explained, educated to me, the amount of time that those are owned, and even if they're owned for a while, LED are so efficient and they last for so long that I'm barely even going to notice that they're ever turned on. Motion detector for the porch light. Somebody steps up on the porch, boom, it turns on. And so I can see it from where I sit in my den also. But that's what Mr. Electric is all about. Get ready to copy this telephone number, 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Remember, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency service. You need to have their number in your phone. They are great, great people. Joey, let's try to pick up Nadler here.
I was going to ask, are we ready, but I think that's superfluous. Good afternoon. First to observe, Attorney General Barr appears to have shown an unsettling willingness to undermine his own department in order to protect President Trump. Barr's words and actions suggest he has been disingenuous and misleading in saying the president is clear of wrongdoing. Attorney General Barr's letter summarizing the report from March 24th quoted the special counsel report, quote, "While this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. He ignored what is in the Mueller report just two sentences before, where the special counsel concluded that, quote, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would state so. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment. Obviously, this changes the emphasis and meaning of the paragraph, and obviously he didn't include the key sentences. Second, Special Counsel Mueller went on to say that, quote, a thorough FBI investigation would uncover facts about the campaign and the president personally that the president could have understood to be crimes or that would have risen to personal and political concerns, close quote. For some reason, Attorney General Barr excluded this critical finding as well from his version of events. The Attorney General's decision to withhold the full report from Congress is regrettable, but no longer surprising. Barr has so far refused to work with the committee to provide us with information, the kind of information that has been customarily provided in the past and to which the Judiciary Committee is entitled. These concerns and many others will be addressed when Barr testifies before the committee on May 2nd. Even in its incomplete form, however, the Mueller report, incomplete because part of it is redacted, even in its incomplete form, however, the Mueller report outlines disturbing evidence that President Trump engaged in obstruction of justice and other misconduct. Contrary to the Attorney General's statement this morning that the White House, quote, fully cooperated, unquote, with the investigation, the report makes clear that the president refused to be interviewed by the special counsel and refused to provide written answers to follow-up questions. Page 13, volume 2. Makes clear that his associates destroyed evidence relevant to the Russian investigation. Page 10, volume 1. The report concluded there was substantial evidence, in quotes, that President Trump attempted to prevent an investigation into his campaign and his own conduct. Page 76, page 78, page 90, page 157, volume 2. That is why I have formally requested that Special Counsel Mueller testify before the House Judiciary Committee as soon as possible so we can get some answers to these critical questions, because we clearly can't believe what Attorney General Barr tells us. Finally, it is clear the special counsel's office conducted an incredibly thorough investigation in order to preserve the evidence for future investigators. The special counsel made clear that he did not exonerate the president, and the responsibility now falls to Congress to hold the president accountable for his actions. Congress must get the full unredacted report along with the underlying evidence uncovered by Special Counsel Mueller. Congress requires this material in order to perform our constitutionally mandated responsibilities. Thank you. That's a statement. I'll answer some questions.
Congressman?
Yes.
When you say that it's Congress's responsibility to hold the president accountable, does that mean impeachment?
That's one possibility. There are others. We obviously have to get to the bottom of what happened and take whatever action seems necessary at that time. It's too early to reach those conclusions. It's one reason we wanted the Mueller report. We still want the Mueller report in its entirety, and we want other evidence too.
Congressman, Chairman, will Congress proceed with their own obstruction inquiries?
We will proceed with our inquiries. I mean, the first thing we will do is make sure we get the rest of the report and the underlying evidence. We will have Attorney General Barr testify in front of the Judiciary Committee on May 2nd. I anticipate that Mr. Mueller will testify sometime in the next couple of weeks after that, and we will probably hold a series of hearings on other aspects, and we'll see where we go from there.
If you choose to go toward impeachment, how important would this report be? Do you think this provides a roadmap?
Well, it's too early to talk about that, you know, because we will have to go follow the evidence where it leads. And I don't know exactly where it will lead. If I did know, I wouldn't need all this information. But certainly, I think from the structure of the report, although I'm a little tentative because I've only skimmed it, we haven't had it very long, I think it was probably written with the intent of providing Congress a roadmap, as other reports have in the past. And with a lot of the redactions and others, Attorney General Barr seems to be trying to frustrate that intent.
We'll take one more question.
Congressman, you said you wanted to hear from Mueller to better understand his findings. Based on what you've seen from the report, what specifically do you want to hear from Mueller about that you already don't have an understanding?
There are dozens of things we want to hear.
Just give me a few.
Well, for example, Barr says, or I don't remember where he said it, whether this is verbally or in one of his letters to us, he told us that the special prosecutor's determination that the president, that he wasn't going to indict the president on obstruction charges, had nothing to do with the Department of Justice doctrine or opinion that a sitting president is unindictable as a matter of law. There's a lot of material in the report that seems to indicate that that doctrine was considerably important. We'd want to get to the bottom of that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
News 93.1 FM, that was Jerry Nadler for wrapping up his press conference, and there's nothing that's going to please him. Let me go to our top-hour break, then we'll come back with Father Andrew Rao for our Monday Thursday edition.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.